Hello, my name is Philip Goslin. I am a 42-year-old filmmaker, and I reside in Ward 14. I thank you for this opportunity to share my story, insights, and the results of long musings. I want to start by stating that I do not believe in police defunding, not one bit. Already in large American cities, we see the result of less policing, and it is catastrophic. May this wise decision from the council be the first of many. During the last week of May, I entered a state of major depression, and on May 29th, I tried to seek help. Unfortunately, the failure of care on that day was across the board, and I was also brutalized by a member of the TPS. A few days later, I was prescribed sleeping pills, which is all I wanted on the 29th, but they made me sleepwalk. I lost my balance and crashed headfirst into a wall, which caused a concussion. The following night, I attempted suicide. I'm telling you this because police brutality is not a simple act that occurs in a vacuum. Context is everything, and so are the consequences. Mines were invisible and didn't bring a cost to society, but it could have been easily otherwise. The officer brutalized me with the Floyd maneuver, and instead of accepting my yield, he doubled down, and that's when he called me a little piece of shit. And throughout our encounter, he told me many times that I needed to lose the attitude. This is a 27-year veteran who presumably worked in and around Division 52 throughout his career, a section of the city rife with mental illness issues, and yet, he seemed to have learned nothing about mental illness. This is a failure of the greatest magnitude. Furthermore, during my encounter with these officers, procedures weren't followed properly. I was arrested, then unarrested. And if this was a simulation, they would have failed the test miserably. Yes, I am aware of police procedures, and no, I didn't learn them by watching movies. I learned them from my father, who was a Mountie for 25 years. My upbringing was steeped in police culture, and I understand their world a lot better than the average citizen. The root of all issues plaguing police departments here and abroad hails from its inner culture itself. A culture that is mostly perpetuated by their unions and associations. Look no further than Atlanta, LA, and New York, where right now officers massively call in sick. Police members have sworn an oath to serve and protect in good or bad times. This is an absolute disgrace. You can also look at Montreal, because for years, yes, years, officers wore army pants and baseball caps and plastered their patrol cars with union stickers. Another shameful disgrace. Unions, regardless of the sector they operate in, have the care and protection of its members above all other regards. That's fine anywhere else, but the police's first duty is to the citizens. The conflict of interest here couldn't be clearer. They also keep the famous code of silence alive, and that's another conflict of interest. Officers should be contracted and not unioned. Training should be rigorous and continual, and the margin for blatant errors eliminated. By using the highest standards, the TPS will only attract the best candidates and not the runt of the litter. For its part, the association should be either dismantled or severely reduced in scope so that it has no longer any influence. Reforms should be swift and be overseen in equal parts by elected officials, TPS members, and citizens, and failure to meet deadlines should have strong consequences. The timing of the chiefs and the head of the TPA's retirement is an insult to our intelligence, and they should be made to stick around and be part of the solution. After all, their involvement, conscious or not, helped perpetuate the culture, and taking an active part in the solution will only help restore trust in the service. Several weeks ago, I launched a campaign to help produce a film that will tell my story, offer solutions, and demystify depression. I mentioned at one point that it is only a matter of time before someone else, regardless of who that person is, goes through the same experience. Little did I know that Mr. Chaudhry was killed 2 days prior while seeking help. When police brutality becomes as predictable as sunshine after rain, it is truly time to wake up. This is a tremendous opportunity for Toronto to not conform and make the hard decisions that are long overdue, to champion true change and become a leader that will influence other police departments and prompt them to follow in our footsteps. Thank you.